Hello and welcome to quarantine. So as I think you probably saw on the Instagram, we decided that we're taking weekends off now. So this is our first day back after a weekend without episodes. We have a lot to talk about today. It is Josie and
Mac
here, and yeah, we're just gonna get started. So we wanted to start with like a weekend update we're gonna start with that. So you start.
So my weekend, I was hit with the news that I knew was coming, but didn't want to hear it. Fairfield University, where I go, has decided to go online for the whole rest of the semester. Yeah. Which stinks, but is understandable. Because Connecticut just passed something where all schools are closed. Or all no social gatherings until like April 18th or something.
And then you're out.
Like, so it doesn't make sense for us to go back. But the school did say that they are guaranteeing us seniors an in-person graduation.
Okay.
So even if they have to push it back a month or whatever, we are going to walk, which is nice.
That's good.
Because a lot of schools are doing virtual online stuff.
Which
would be a big bummer. Like, what am I going to walk in front of a computer screen? So we are going to have a graduation, which is cool, but
yeah,
kind of a bummer.
Stinks. But hey, everything happens for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't get any crazy news like that yet. So far, school's just canceled for the 2 weeks, this week and next week. I think it'll be longer than that, but I'm not sure they'll do the whole year because we also go later.
Yeah, you guys go till like the end of June where
who knows? We'll see. But during this weekend, well, we actually, we both went on like a bike ride, rollerblade. Some people bike rided, some people rollerbladed with our family. And we stayed apart. But we went around the Ocean Drive and it was so busy, like a summer day. Because normally during like summer, people are at the beach. So it was even busier than like a summer day.
Yeah, but I will say it wasn't like most people were just in their cars.
Yeah, no, like, there wasn't watching. People like out.
Like I actually saw two of my friends and they both met at the Ocean Drive and sat next to each other in their cars talking.
That's
like,
good.
They were social distancing and they were just talking in their cars.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I saw some of my sister's friends a different time when I was rollerblading, and I think some people have the idea that if you're outside, like, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I mean, it's better to be outside. If you're going to hang out with friends, do it outside. But, like, if you sit 2 feet apart and you're outside, like, it's like, no, well, that's not really how it works.
It kind of defeats the purpose.
But, you know, we appreciate your efforts.
Yes, exactly. At least you're not all in the same room.
Yeah, you know, you're trying, yeah. So that's good. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened this weekend that's worth mentioning, but I don't think there really is.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably a lot of news.
Mac made a movie.
Oh, yes, I did make a movie. Oh, I should post that on our...
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, maybe I'll post that on the quarantined. I posted it on my own Instagram.
But just in case you forget to post it on the quarantine, you should say the name.
Yeah, so my Instagram is Mac and Lees. You can follow me there and see it, or you can just look me up on YouTube, Mac Lees. And you will find an abundance of stupid videos over literally since sophomore year of high school to now.
I mean, if you're bored one time and you're like, I want to watch some movies that are, I mean.
Which you'll probably know, like, if you know Josie and me.
You'll probably know.
Even if you don't know me,
if
you know Josie, like.
I'm in most of them.
The majority of them.
Yeah. So, or if you know someone who knows one of us, they're probably in it.
But I don't expect
anyways,
you to do that. So, yeah.
You don't have to watch. It's fine. Okay, so for a Newport update, we have a little bit of an update. So Gina Raimondo has kind of made a rule. So all flights into Rhode Island, domestic and international, if you're coming in, you will have to be self-quarantined for 14 days. And actually, apparently, like, when you come off the plane, you're met by National Guard and given, like, advice for, like, self-quarantining for those 14 days. Like, the National Guard is going to be there, I guess, which
yeah,
is kind of crazy.
Which we actually have someone we should call maybe tomorrow, Fiona
mm-hmm.
Byrne.
For sure.
She arrived from Ireland a couple days ago, and she is completely self-quarantined by herself in a house.
Yeah.
So we should give her a call.
That's good that she did that, too, because they're actually not enforcing it till tomorrow morning. But the one thing I'm interested in is, I have to say I have a bit of a stuffy nose. But we're hoping that it isn't anything, but that's why my voice sounds a little weird. But I don't stuffy nose was stuffy one of the nose things that was not is under rarely. Quarantine.
If you start getting another one, then be
yeah, if I start to get a fever, then yeah. I'll let you guys know. Okay, but where was I? So, my friend is coming in from Hawaii, and the thing I'm wondering is she'll probably self-quarantine herself because, you know, she's a smart person, but she's coming in from Boston, I think.
So oh, if you're like coming she's arriving in Boston.
Boston, or... they're not doing the same rules because it's a different place. So I'm wondering like how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because there are some people who don't even watch the news who will have no idea. So it's
when's she coming in?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's
so that'll be I'm going to have to like ask her a little bit about that. So, I think that's all for Newport, right?
Unless you have anything else. Yeah, if you can, try to support some of the small or the restaurants that are still doing takeout and stuff.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of people are struggling right now, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, if you can do it, do it.
Actually,
because...
yeah, our cousin Jack, who was on, he wants us to try to figure out a way where we can get gift cards from them and do like a trivia thing. So, we might try on the podcast, and then whoever wins the trivia...
Gets a gift card.
So we might try to do something like that.
Yeah. Just as long as you guys keep listening, because we need some viewers.
Exactly.
Okay. So getting into what's been going on like today for me, and basically kind of all around, online school started for me today and for a lot of schools. Mm-hmm. I know in Rhode Island it might have started earlier for other schools. And so that was a whole experience. So I might dig in a little bit to that before we... go to our interview because our interviews are kind of based around that. So I got up. It's interesting because I didn't hear from my first period teacher, but I didn't know if they would be taking attendance at 7:30 when school starts. So I got up at like 7:15. I logged into my computer. Like I waited for an email. And then at like 7:30, I did get an email, but it wasn't about attendance. It was just the assignment from my Spanish teacher. So... I actually didn't have to... The only attendance was taken one time, and you had to do it before 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out in my house. For those of you who don't know, I have two high school kids living with me. And so my mom and dad woke up with them because we weren't really sure how this is all going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their teacher never emailed them, which is kind of like, okay, weird, but...
yeah, it's strange.
But then at dinner, my dad was saying that he doesn't think they... Because they woke up just like Josie, like regular school, and he doesn't think they actually have to wake up at that time.
Yeah, no,
like,
you
they
don't.
Can wake up later and check in at 10 and just make sure they get all their work done throughout the day.
So some schools and even some classes at my school are doing like like Google Classroom, like it's basically Zoom or group FaceTime, but it's on like a different platform. And so some classes are doing that. Like Emma had a meeting, my sister, at 12:30 for math. But other than that, she had no like we'll just call it FaceTime, no FaceTime things. And then I didn't have any. Like I had no time.
So Emma did have one though.
She had one, yeah.
Oh, we should ask her how that went.
Yeah. But I had none, so basically, it's like just doing homework all day. And, I mean, I like the style because I'll be able to sleep in a little bit. But, like, I mean, I worked basically all through the day. And, like, I just get my assignment. It's like, this one's due Wednesday. So, it's a lot about time management and stuff. Which is good. It's easier in a sense and harder in a sense, you know.
Yeah, so that's similar to what... I'm doing for college. It's just
they just give it to you. Basically.
Give you work, and you have a deadline to when you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of time management, but a lot of time. Yeah. So.
Some of my teachers have put out like schedule, like kind of like calendars, which are super helpful, but others not so much.
Yeah, and the thing is, the teachers are adjusting as much as we are. Mm-hmm. Like they haven't done anything like
that. And a lot of
either.
Teachers who have young kids, like they can't, they literally can't do like the meetings because they have to be taking care of like their little kids. Yeah. So
it's difficult for everyone, but as the week goes on, I think everyone will start getting more used
to it. Yeah, you know, we'll get into the swing of things. Okay, so we have I think we're planning on doing two we're doing two interviews today. One is going to be with a student, a friend of mine from Virginia, because Virginia, they've canceled school for the rest of the year. And so I'm going to talk to him a little bit about that. And then a different teacher that would like to remain anonymous. So we're going to be using the name Mrs. Tilly. And we're not going to mention the school or town or anything, but we're going to be talking to her a little bit about what it's like to be a teacher in these times so we can get both perspectives of student and teacher. So I think I'm going to start with the student. His name is John. I don't think he minds.
I think we're allowed to call him by his name. Understand,
But I understand, not wanting to be, know the name or anything. It can get weird. I wasn't going to say my name. And then I ended up saying it.
Josie said her name and got nervous.
He might not pick up either, but I also have his sister. Oh, here he is.
Hello.
What's up, John?
Hey.
You're on our podcast.
Oh, nice. So excited. I've been an avid listener for very long.
For a week?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been there since day one.
Okay, great. Okay, so we want you to start by introducing yourself. You can say, your grade, that kind of thing, you know.
Okay. I'm John Wiest. I live in Fairfax, Virginia, and I'm in ninth grade.
Great. Okay. So freshman year. Nice. Okay. So schools have just been canceled. When were they canceled for you?
They were canceled today, officially.
For the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year for us, yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
You know, being a freshman, it's not that bad. I am kind of sad that all sports seasons are over, but I'm not as sad as the seniors are and the juniors are. They're really kind of...
Yeah.
Because they're missing out on their prime years.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, they aren't going to be able to have prom or anything, huh?
Yeah, no, and everyone with their, senior season of, soccer and stuff, they can't have that.
Yeah, Mac's a senior in college, and his school's canceled for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but...
Yeah, big bummers all around.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
what's the format you've been doing for online class? Walk us through an online school day for you.
Yeah, so we don't have a specific structure. We haven't gotten that yet, but they're building it next week. So I'll wake up about 8 o'clock and I'll see what my teachers put out there for us. And majority of it is optional, but I do it anyways. And so we'll just be, it's nothing new. So it's a math review, science review, just everything is in review mode because none of the teachers know what they're doing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you're not you're not having the FaceTime or a face-to-face video or anything?
We don't have any Zoom big conferences now.
Yeah, we don't have, so we're doing the same kind of thing as you guys actually, yeah.
But it's optional for this week?
It is optional, yeah. This entire week you could just blow it all off.
Good for you for doing it, man. Impressive.
Yeah. I think you have to do it next week if you don't do it now. So
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so what kind of things, have you been doing? Are you guys allowed to leave the house and, hang out with people?
We are, but on my mom's call, we are not, so.
Yeah, same here.
Same boat as us, then.
Leaving the house.
Yeah.
So you're not leaving.
But I'm okay with that. I do not want to get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
See, that's good. So what have you been doing what's your, top 5 things to do to, stay entertained?
Okay, well, so I got kind of a long list. As you might know, some listeners, my sister's Catherine, and she's been getting into TikToks. I'm not very good at them, or I don't know how to do them, but she's been making me do them, so that's a good thing to pass the time, is making and learning those.
I've actually wanted to get into the TikTok game. I haven't yet, but...
Yeah, that's what I've been doing a little bit of, too. It's
a good investment of time. I would recommend it. And just doing stuff to keep sane, working out every day.
Yeah, that's good.
Schoolwork kind of keeps me sane. That's kind of been the, that's it.
That's good. Okay, so basically, would you say what do you like better? Are you enjoying this more than, coronavirus aside, because obviously the coronavirus is a terrible thing, but do you think you like working at home better than at school?
Definitely not. It's crazy how much this makes me think, wow, I really like school. Because I get to see everyone, and it's working at home, I have horrible self-motivation. So,
yeah. feel that.
It's really tough. So, yeah, no, definitely school is a lot better.
So, do you know for seniors at your school, like, if graduation will be canceled or...
That's really, we don't know yet, and that's actually, everyone's freaking out about that, because, like, they're not going to have prom, they might not have graduation, like, they don't know about that yet, so.
That really sucks.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. This was a good time. Bye, John.
Thanks for talking. Thank you. Bye-bye. So it's interesting, because I found that interesting, because I thought, like, what I had to say about it and what he had to say, it would differ a lot because we're in, like, completely different states. But it was very much the same thing.
Yeah, it is very similar. But I guess it just depends on the school district, probably. Didn't you say the other day that Middletown is, they, like, have to meet?
Well, that's what we're going to...
Yeah, we have to call one of your friends to figure that out.
Yeah, we'll have to call one of our friends to, talk about that. I was going to call one of my friends today who goes to Middletown, but I'm not going to do that anymore because we got this anonymous teacher to come in from a different state who I think will give a good idea about, like, schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of cool. But I didn't even think about the high school seniors. I've kind of only been thinking about myself being a senior.
Yeah, well, your sister's a senior, too. I think she's going through the kind
of... Yeah, like, that's kind of crazy. My bad, Mary. I didn't even think about, like, you're going to be missing prom and, like...
Yeah, no, whole, that stinks.
Like, senior year of high school is pretty sick.
Yeah. No, I was actually talking to one of my friends from theater who goes to Middletown today, like you were saying, and they zoom in... for 10 minutes at the start of a class.
Oh, so they just Zoom for 10 minutes and then...
Yeah, they meet... So they are meeting at a structured time in Middletown, which is, like, literally the town over, like, so close.
It kind of makes more sense.
I kind of like the having, like, 10 minutes to, like, talk to your teachers.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I've been doing with some of my classes. We just Zoom. Like, today I Zoomed with one of my teachers just for, like, 30 minutes... Everyone talks about, like, if they had any problems or anything, and then the teacher goes over what she expects us to do for the week.
Yeah.
And just, it makes it easy because she lays out everything. If you have any questions about what you're supposed to do, you can ask it right then. So it does make sense to maybe meet, but I also think as schools such as Rogers, like, get more used to it.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to start to adapt a little bit. Okay, so I think I'm going to call, you can talk about what's going on. I literally need to blow my nose so bad.
Can you
talk about anything?
So, we're going to talk about UK right now, which the whole country has gone on full lockdown. Josie has some family from that area. I don't know if you guys knew that. So, what their lockdown is, no gatherings with more than two people. Which kind of seems insane to me. I mean, I have a family of seven, so that means I can't gather with my family. But I assume it's no gatherings with more than two people who aren't related. That's how I'm going to interpret that. And then everyone has to be indoors at all time, except for food, pharmacy, and exercise. But it sounds like they're going to be pretty, like, strict about what constitutes as exercise.
Yeah.
So that's what the UK is doing.
Sorry, I had to blow my nose. So we got a little out of order there. But yeah, that's a good little, I think that it's interesting that they're taking those measures. We haven't really gotten to that
state. Yeah, pretty strict measures, and I don't know. I wonder if the United States will go that way. We'll see if Trump,
And I'm actually, have a lot of family, in the UK, so we'll definitely talk to someone at some point, about what that's like being on, because we're allowed to, like, but
we are not in lockdown. Like, we feel like we're in lockdown because,
but,
like,
kids could go and hang out if you're in a group smaller than 10 people. So, and even then, it's not, I feel like it's not strict.
It's not, like, I don't really, I think it's all recommendations right now. There's no laws put in place.
Because I think the states are trying to do different things, but, like, the actual, it's all very confusing right now. So hopefully we'll be able to get somewhere, like, a little
bit. I'm happy I'm not in politics during this time, I'll tell you that much.
Anyways, so, anonymous teacher, Miss Tilly, that's what we're calling her.
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and give her a call, and if she doesn't pick up, well, we've already been talking for a long time anyways.
Oop.
Oh. Luckily, we... Great.
So that OOP was some technical difficulties with the computer.
Speaking of technical difficulties, okay, so I was doing, I'm not even going to say what it was because, you know, I feel bad, but I was doing exercise today on a live stream, and it might have been because of my, it wasn't even that one.
Oh, really?
It was a different one, and it might have been because of my internet. I don't know what it was, but, like, it kept going on and off, and I was like, I just want to be in the studio so bad right now and, like, not. It just gets so frustrating sometimes with the online exercise.
Yeah, that's another thing that's kind of everyone has to get used to is a lot of these yoga and other workout places are doing online classes, but that's technology that you have to try to learn and figure out. So,
and, like, I did a different, like, I've done a few different, actually, places have been doing them, and, like, I've tried a few, and they keep, like, when too many people go on, then it, like, gets all crazy, and I don't know. It's been tough. But, so, we're calling Miss Tilly here. May not pick up, you know.
You never know.
I did tell her we were calling, but I'm honestly just going to hang up because I don't want it to go to voicemail.
Oh, fair enough.
And okay. I feel like that ringed enough. All right. Rang enough.
So,
she could call back.
Yeah.
But we'll, she might not.
We'll try to get Miss Tilly some other time if we can.
I love the phone name. It's great.
Well, do you think we can get Emma and try
yes,
to.
For sure.
So Emma is joining.
Oh, calling back. Never mind.
Miss Tilly is calling back. All right. We're good.
Miss Tilly!
Hi.
Okay, so welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
So I'm going to be asking you a few questions about what it's been like starting school.
All right, that's great.
As a teacher. Okay, so basically walk us through, like, so how you have to, like, plan a class, how teachers have been planning classes. Like, do they have to plan a week in advance, or are they doing it for that day?
So this week, our district decided to have like a slow release just because the students that I teach are the elementary level. So some of them are not that familiar with email. And I mean, most of them use Google Classroom, but it's more accessing, you know, different websites and being able to get information from us off websites that we're sending to them either by email or a platform that our district created. So that's the challenge that, you know, that we face and that we have a hard time with, that we're not there helping our students that we're used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really, it's just frustrating because you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
No, because you don't know what kind of support they're getting at home.
Yeah, that is interesting, too, because we've only interviewed people at, like, the high school slash college level. So to hear, like, it must be a challenge with elementary. So have you done any of these Zoom-type formats yet where you, like, do, like, virtual, you know, video conferencing at all?
Yes. So pretty much last week, which was, you know, I guess considered everybody's early spring break. The entire week we were meeting on platforms like Zoom and Google Meet and discussing as teachers what we want to set up for the students and what different websites we're going to have. So again, like I said, it was slow this week. Our expectations of them were minimal, you know, read 20 minutes, read this article, answer the questions.
Yeah.
Math websites to go to, a lot of review. And then at the end of the week, we're going to start. We have videos that we made for each lesson. So they'll get a lesson through videos. And then, like today, I set up conference hours and hours for them to contact me in if they needed help. So everyone had to check in at a certain time. And if you didn't hear from them, you needed to reach out as a teacher, either email or calling home to make sure they're able to access you, if that wasn't the problem. So my situation was there were probably five parents I had to walk through getting, helping their kids get on.
Mm-hmm.
And then one student I actually had to excuse me, drive to their house, meet them outside in the lawn, and kind of talk them through it.
Oh, wow.
Because they had a really hard time, again, getting into the email and Google Classroom. So,
yeah.
So that worked. And they were able to do it. So, you know, it's just hard because you're dealing with kids in different situations. And
yeah, and it's tough because you don't get to prepare, right? Like, you didn't prepare for this in school. Like, you're doing it all online. So that can be confusing, I bet.
Yeah, I know a lot of districts just handed them packets.
Yeah, that's tough.
So, yes, the Zoom and the Google Meet, we do daily. You know, we did that today. We all talked. And then there's different times you do check-ins with each kid.
Yeah, that's good.
So I have high schoolers, too.
Oh, yeah. So what has that been like? Children.
And it was so much easier for them. They all had their own. There was five of us, so we all had to be in a different place because we're all video chatting. That's and you funny. Can hear each other. So,
oh, man.
You know, my husband's every hour was checking in with his classes, video chatting, and each one of my kids every hour was checking in with their teachers and getting assignments and working through so that we each were in a different room. They were in their bedrooms, the kids, and then we were in different parts of the downstairs in the house. So,
have you heard any feedback from parents who have to go to work? And can't be with their kids at home?
Yeah, I heard from two. One parent works in the hospital, in the pulmonary, you know, in the...
Yeah.
And, you know, in the, is at demand now because she's a specialist in the part that this coronavirus is affecting with the lungs and everything. So that's her specialty. So she's not home, but he happens to have a sister.
Oh, that's good.
That's a freshman. So she's been helping him. But so I think I haven't been able to. So we'll just check their status in the assignments that we gave them. So he looks like he did okay today. And then there's another student whose mom just messaged me like this evening at 6 o'clock saying, you know, we had a hard time. I helped him get on tonight, and we practiced getting on to the Google email and Google Classroom. And
yeah,
because she was at work. I'm not sure what she does. I think she might work on the base. But so hopefully tomorrow he's able to do it on his own. But he wasn't able to join like our video chats or anything because he couldn't do it. He wasn't able to do it.
All right.
You know, so some of these kids are 10, so it's hard for them.
Yeah, no, that I can imagine. I mean, it's confusing for me sometimes. So, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
They could play a video game, but they can't access their email. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's selective that's technology.
It. That's what I'm thinking. How hard do they want it?
Yeah, true. Well, it's been great talking to you, and it's been awesome to hear this perspective because it's one we've never heard anything even near it.
Yeah.
So great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck this week.
Yeah, good luck.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
See, that was great.
That was
probably... I didn't even think. I was thinking teacher, but I didn't even think elementary
school. Yeah, no, same.
And it felt very official, too.
That was probably our best interview we've done.
Yeah.
But it also makes you realize, like, Miss Tilly drove to a student's house to help. So that's, like, these teachers are, they're trying hard to make this work.
Yeah, like, and I think sometimes, you know, you can get frustrated at the teacher because of, like, what's going on in your screen, but they can't control that.
Yeah, and as much as it is an adjustment for you, I think I would argue it's more of an adjustment for some teachers who have been doing it for a while because they're so used to talking in front of a class.
I know some teachers who just lecture, especially college, I can imagine.
Yeah, well, one of my college professors, we had a Zoom meeting, and, like, everyone had their things on mute so they wouldn't interrupt or anything.
And he just lectured.
And she was just like, this is so weird, like, because she's so used to interacting with everyone and, like looking at someone and being like, what do you have to say? But you can't really do that on Zoom.
Yeah,
so she just kind of started like, all right, come off mute and I'm just going to be like, Mac, what do you think about this? You know, yeah. But it's just a whole different environment, especially like for elementary school teachers. They're so used to being hands on.
Yeah, like, so, I mean,
being right there to answer a question.
School, but like elementary and middle school, like what, especially like, I mean, do kindergartners or like first graders, like I was talking to someone, I forget who I was talking to. I think some teacher, and I was like, first grade, obviously it doesn't seem like, oh, we don't give them work, but like that's when you learn to read. That's when you learn to write. But like things that you can't really do at home.
Yeah, you can't teach someone how to draw an A on a computer.
Exactly. So. And that, like, will there be like a setback for kids if this goes on for the rest of, like, will we see like statistically like some kids are more behind? Like, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, this is,
because it will have major effects. It literally is affecting every area you can possibly think of.
Honestly.
This stupid little virus. Not little, it's big. But
our
it's,
common enemy. We're at war with an invisible enemy.
I feel like we have talked for a long time.
And I think it was pretty good. Oh, one thing I did want to talk about.
Yes, go ahead.
With John, when you talk about TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a time for our generation to be quarantined.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this happened to our parents. Would they, like, read books?
Books!
I mean, like, reading a book is great. I personally am reading books. But at the same time, it's nice to know that I can spend 2 hours filming a movie and then editing a movie.
Like that's technology, there's so many, like, I could, like, and I'm not saying I'm the type of person who plays video games all day, but, like, I'll do Just Dance with my family. All the exercise we're doing online.
Like
TikTok, all the social media platforms, YouTube, Netflix, like, literally everything online.
Like, all the
school.
All the Instagram challenges, as annoying as they are to see, like, it's giving people something to do.
So, but even school, now that I think about it, what would they do?
Well, that's what I asked my dad that. I was like, what would they do in, like, the 70s if this happened? And he's like, they'd probably just have to cancel school.
Yeah, they would.
Like, sorry.
And, yeah, that's, man. Well, we're not there, so that's good.
All right, so I guess, I think this was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, we basically, and it's one of those episodes where when it comes to, like, school, we have so much to talk about. So we basically talked about the same thing for the whole time, which, you know, gave it a little bit of organization.
We hope we are giving you something to do during this quarantine.
Yeah.
Some escape.
And, you know, yeah, we're just talking about what we're feeling and, like, what's going on. So.
All right, so I guess we'll hit you with our quotes.
Oh, yes, quote. Oh, Mac has a quote.
Oh, Josie wasn't prepared, but Mac was. What's up?
Oh, dear.
All right, so my quote is from the amazing comic, Calvin and Hobbes. It's, if you don't know it, it's about a boy and his stuffed tiger pet. And this is Hobbes saying to Calvin, "I suppose if we couldn't laugh at the things that don't make sense, we couldn't react to a lot of life." And I think that's good for this time, because humor is a good thing to have right now. And if you can't laugh at something crazy, then you couldn't laugh at a lot of things. So that's just, I thought that was a good quote coming from a stuffed tiger.
Okay. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself. John Dewey. Now, that's interesting, because education clearly is very important. And so we're kind of seeing what a large role it is playing in our lives currently. So, you know, some food for thought.
Food for thought.
Because I didn't have really much explanation there. So, you know, you can come up with it on your own.
That worked for me.
Okay. So. Bye! Oh, one.
Stay safe!